Greetings in the name of Jesus Christ. This is Levi sharing with you this week. We've been looking at Revelations 21 and just considering what the scripture says about the New Jerusalem. Some of the highlights we've looked at was its massive size, how there's room for everyone. And yesterday we looked at through all the precious stones there in 19 and verse 19 and 20. Some of the other highlights is the glory of God radiating, reflecting off of those stones and how beautiful that'll be. I think we left off in verse 20. Some will break in at Revelation 21, verse 21. And the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Every several gate was of one pearl, and the street of the city was pure gold, as it were transparent glass. You may have heard the saying already, the pearly gates. And when I came across this verse, I usually thought it was just you'd hear the carnal people talking about the pearly gates. But here I'm seeing that there actually will be gates of pearl. So I think it's a good thing to remind the people when they talk about the pearly gates, ask them if they truly believe that the gates will be made of pearl. It's a good way to start a conversation with them. Verse 22, and I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. And I thought that was interesting. It kind of says the same thing that it did back in verse 4. Just looking back here, one of these verses where it talked about that God will dwell with us. Verse 3, verse 21, verse 3, that God himself will dwell with us. Well, now it's saying that there was no temple there. For God himself and Jesus Christ are the temple. They are going to be the centerpiece. Here in Solomon's day, we had a temple that was where God dwelt. The Hindus over in India will have a lot of temples, and that's where they put their gods. They may have a statue that's made of wood or steel or gold, and that's where they house their god in. Well, here it's saying there's actually not going to be a temple because God himself is going to be there. There's not going to be a representation of it, but it's going to be the real deal. Sometimes we hear people saying, this is the real deal. Well, that is going to be the real deal because God himself and the Lamb are going to be there. Verse 23, and the city had no need of the sun, neither the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. Now that's a beautiful picture, that God himself will be the light. You know, it's not going to be a sun that shines. Maybe it's going to shine too bright for some of us, and maybe not bright enough for others. Some people have light complexion skin, and they burn easy. Well, the others are dark complected, and they don't burn as easy. Well, that's not what it's going to be like. God himself, the glory of God, reflecting off of all those precious stones, off of those streets of gold. It's going to be a mansion, a city like we have never seen before. I remember when I was a little boy playing in the sandbox that I would build a little house And inside this house would have been lots of gold and precious jewels. And it would have been a museum where people would come and look at it. Well, this is not going to be a museum. It's going to be the real deal. So Lord bless you as you consider that.